A reading from Matthew 12:15b to 21. Aware of this, Jesus withdrew from that place. Many followed him, and he healed all their sick, warning them not to tell who he was. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. "Here is my servant whom I have chosen, the one I love, in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will proclaim justice to the nations. He will not quarrel or cry out. No one will hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out, till he leads justice to victory. In his name the nations will put their hope."
Matthew, this is fairly typical of Matthew, where you'll have a situation like Jesus withdrawing because people want to make him a king or something, but then Matthew will go to Scripture, and he will quote from Scripture to connect what is going on in Jesus' life with what Scripture, particularly in this case Isaiah, probably around the 53rd chapter, is saying what is going, you know, is prophesizing 500 years before.
The audience that Matthew is writing to, we assume, is Jewish. One of the easiest ways to see that is he doesn't refer to the kingdom of God, because a Jewish person wouldn't name God's name like that. He refers to the kingdom of heaven, kind of an indirect approach. And so in Matthew's presentation, what's going to be important to him is to show how Jesus is the fulfillment of everything that's been declared in the Old Testament, the Hebrew Scriptures. Which is interesting because when Paul goes out on his journeys, initially as a missionary, Paul is a Pharisee from in his training, strong Jewish background. He's speaking to people who are seeking God in synagogues. And Luke says repeatedly over and over, "And they preach the word." This was declared to show that the word was confirmed. The word was spreading. It was important when speaking to this Hebrew audience that they saw that Jesus wasn't just this flashy spiritual religious figure on the scene, but he was the fulfillment of everything they'd been looking for in the past. And so Matthew takes us back to these Hebrew Scriptures.
It's kind of fun to look at each gospel as a very individual piece. A lot of people call the Matthew, Luke, and Mark synoptic. And then John is put over on the side because there are just significant differences in the way John presents Jesus. But I would prefer to look at each one in their individuality, in their own idiomatic way and use of language and use of materials like Scripture, because they're very identifiable if you just listen.
And in their individuality, they give an angle on the Jesus story that's a little bit different,
right.
But collectively together there's a collaborating of the story which is very powerful and very compelling, that four eyewitnesses, one is a researcher, Luke, he's actually using the accounts of others, can tell a story that is so well linked together and gives this kind of larger picture of who Jesus is.